In the 19th century, an inn called the Golden Lute stood on this site. The composer and conductor Heinrich Marschner lived in rooms above the inn. While working as a conductor in Leipzig, he wrote his successful opera The Vampire here, a work that no doubt sent a shiver down the spine of many opera-goers. Following the successful premiere of the opera in March 1828, Marschner returned to the Golden Lute late that evening. By chance, he met an acquaintance there who had seen the performance.
Marschner, I hadn't expected to see you here this evening. Half of Leipzig is talking about nothing but your vampire.
Yes, it certainly was a successful performance. It seems that horror literature on the operatic stage touches a hidden nerve in our age.
You've turned fear into an art form. How do you do it? That unease that takes hold of you, the way the music simply refuses to let you go.
Thank you. Oh, there's no magic to it. Much of the effect comes from the diminished seventh chords, which consist entirely of minor thirds. The ear can barely tell which key the notes belong to. They seem to float without ever settling, as though they were sounding from distant worlds. Unexpected key changes pull the rug from under the listener's feet. Meanwhile, the dark sound of the low strings, horns and trombones, makes the music feel even more unsettling.
My dear fellow, I only understand half of what you're saying. But I'll drink to you all the same. What made you think people would enjoy being frightened so much?
Weber already showed in his opera Der Freischütz that Germans are fascinated by the dark and mysterious. It's the spirit of the age. They read E.T.A. Hoffmann too, not to mention that English novel about a creature made from body parts.
Oh, you mean Frankenstein? Yes, I've heard of it. Wasn't it written by a woman?
Yes, Mary Shelley. The supernatural is now part of our culture, my friend. I've simply found a musical form for it.
The Enlightenment had demystified the world. Reason and the sciences sought to explain everything rationally, gradually pushing the mystical out of people's everyday lives and minds. Gothic romanticism can be seen as a direct reaction against this. E.T.A. Hoffmann, Edgar Allan Poe, Mary Shelley and Carl Maria von Weber took pleasure in exploring horror. With his opera The Vampire, Marschner developed a new musical language of the uncanny in Leipzig. His compositional techniques continue to shape the musical language of horror today, and have even found their way into Hollywood film scores.